AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former friend and co-worker of Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis, Robin Yerdy, testified in Atlanta. Willis's personal relationship with Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade began before he was hired in the Georgia election interference case against Donald Trump.
From everything that you saw, heard, witnessed, it's your understanding that they were in a romantic relationship beginning in 2019.
Yes.
Nathan Wade was asked when the relationship with Willis began.
2022.
When? In 2022.
Early 2022.
Both Willis and Wade have testified their relationship didn't begin until after Wade was hired in November of 2021. This hearing is to determine whether Willis should be removed from the case, accusing Trump and others of conspiring to overturn the 2020 presidential election results in Georgia. Meantime, the former president is in a courtroom in New York today. He heard the judge say his hush money trial will go ahead as scheduled, with jury selection starting March 25th.
It's a rigged state. It's a rigged city. It's a shame. What they ought to do is go out and take care of the violent crime and the migrant crime. It's destroying people and killing people.
This case centers on years-old accusations. Trump tried to bury stories about extramarital affairs that arose during the 2016 presidential campaign. Police in Kansas City say the shooting at the Super Bowl parade for the Chiefs yesterday appeared to stem from a dispute between several people. 21 people were wounded, including at least 8 children. A mother of 2 was killed. 3 people have been detained in Kansas City. A new report from a federal watchdog says the Biden administration struggled to properly vet and monitor the homes where they placed a surge of migrant children who arrived at the Mexico border in 2021. Stocks are drifting following mixed reports on the economy. This is AP News. After a splurge in December, retail sales dropped by a bigger than expected amount last month.
That's according to the latest report from the Commerce Department. That was the lowest monthly figure in 10 months and a bigger drop than expected. Economists say higher interest rates, credit card debt, and lower savings played a part. Shoppers cut back on spending on clothing and accessories, online stores, and health and personal care items. Sales at building material and garden suppliers fell.
Anthony Albanese has become the first Australian prime minister to get engaged while in office, revealing his partner, Jody Hayden, accepted his marriage proposal on Valentine's Day. Hayden is a financial services professional. They've been together for 3 years. Albanese says he proposed on a balcony of his official residence, known as the Lodge, following a romantic dinner at an Italian restaurant. The wedding date has not been set, but it could be sometime between this August and May of next year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.